Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Peace be with you. Good morning and greetings to everyone who is here in the cathedral and those that are online. We wish you a very restful weekend for Labor Day, and thank God for the gift of work. And I have in my heart and prayers this morning those who are without work at this time because of COVID or other reasons, that God will protect them and also grant them the dignity of work as soon as possible. Sisters and brothers, let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of God's kingdom. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you will come in glory with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
To God in the highest, on earth peace to people of the world.
We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks.
Jesus Christ, O Lord.
Let us pray. O God, by whom we are redeemed and receive adoption, look graciously upon your beloved sons and daughters, that those who believe in Christ may receive true freedom and an everlasting inheritance. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord, "You, son of man, I have appointed watchmen for the house of Israel. When you hear me say anything, you shall warn them for me. If I tell the wicked, 'O wicked one, you shall surely die,' and you do not speak out to dissuade the wicked from his way, the wicked shall die for his guilt. But I will hold you responsible for his death. But if you warn the wicked, trying to turn him from his way, and he refuses to turn from his way, he shall die for his guilt. But you shall save yourself." The word of the Lord. We're reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor, and hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Oh,
perhaps more as habit than as for conviction. We respond to the readings, the first and the second reading, with thanks be to God, which means I embrace the Word of God, I believe the Word of God, and I want to live the Word of God. So today, we heard the words, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. Thanks be to God. Look around us. Is that in action? Is that our daily life? Is that our conviction? And is that our debt to one another? And if not, perhaps today we can start over and leave here saying, I have a debt to my brothers and sisters. I have a debt to the community. I have a debt to the church. I have a debt to God to love, to be love. And that is our obligation as followers of Jesus Christ. We also are obliged to listen to his gospel, the words of Jesus himself, and follow them. And so we have in the gospel today the great gospel that is spoken to the community, not just to the individual. But in this part of Matthew's gospel, Jesus addresses the community. And he speaks about fraternal correction, correcting one another. Not out of malice, not out of convenience. You know, the world would be better if you would change. But he does so in teaching us fraternal correction for two reasons. And that is for the holiness of the other person, to help them grow in holiness, and for the unity of the community. So let's put it down to the family. What would your family be like, parents, if you did not correct your children? They would not grow. They would not know right from wrong. They would not develop as an integral, full human person. They would be all over the place. And also the family would be in chaos. You don't correct your children or husbands and wives. You don't correct one another to make them feel bad, but to hopefully help them to grow and to help you grow as a community, as a family. And that's what this gospel is saying to us today. And we need to step up to the plate more often in that. Now, there's also literal translations, and I'd like to tell you a little story that happened to me probably 43 years ago when I was a young priest in a parish. This young man came in to the rectory, to the office, and he wanted to see a priest, so I was the one available, and he had a problem. He belonged to a little Bible church there in Austin, and someone was acting up. And so, according to the gospel here of Matthew, he took him aside and he corrected him. The only problem was he got a black eye. The guy beat him up. So he followed step two, take him to others with witnesses. And I guess the guy was pretty strong because he beat them up too. So the third step was to come to the church. I don't know why he didn't go to that church, but he came to my church. He says, now it's your turn. I said, look, let's go to step four. Let's leave him in God's hands. I don't think I want to go deal with it and get beat up. So the gospel is not to be taken literally all the time. But what Jesus is communicating to us in all parts of the gospel is how we can live, how we must live in our Christian life to reflect God. Because where is the perfect community? Certainly not here on earth. Certainly not in our streets today. Many times not even in our families. Where is the perfect community? It's where Jesus came from. It is in God. And you and I, as disciples of Jesus, as people who are baptized into the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, are baptized into the Trinity. And what is God? God is perfect love. God is perfect harmony. God is perfect joy, happiness, peace, truth, and life. God is perfection. And when Jesus comes from the Father, incarnate from the Father, which we celebrate on Christmas, he brings that life to us. And everything he says is just a human interpretation of what could be here on earth as it is in heaven. Don't we pray that? Let it be here on earth as it is in heaven. Well, how do we get there if we don't listen and follow through with what Jesus offers us? Every community, and we know in our own experience today, especially in the midst of the political season, every community is filled with tension, disagreements, a breakdown in communication, judgment, throwing rocks at each other, and a lack of understanding. Where's the Christian in the midst of this? Where are you in the midst of this? Where am I in the midst of this? Have I joined the gangs in my speech, in my thoughts, in my words, in my actions? Or do I have an obligation to be different? Many may not even notice. But we are Christians first and foremost, with a mission, with an obligation to be leaven in the dough, to be yeast in the dough. And even if that means only in my own family or in my own community, in my own town, in my own neighborhood. Mother Teresa used to say to people that wanted to come help her in India, No. If you've got a family, stay there. Because if you build that love and community where you are, in your workplace, in your neighborhood, in your family, amidst all the strife and tension that may be there, your love will reach India. But we don't need you to leave the problems and come to us. And I think in the midst of what we are experiencing today, on such a broad scale, and we may get overwhelmed by it. How can I do anything? How can I help the situation? Can I help the situation? You can. Be who you are, where you are. Be that disciple of Jesus Christ who is under an obligation, as St. Paul says, to love your neighbor, to love everyone. And so when you go to the grocery store, go with a smile. Well, you can't behind the mask, but anyway, tell everybody you're smiling at them. Or be courteous and kind. Maybe try to remedy one of those grudges that you have against someone. Go to them, speak openly, and say, look, I don't want it to be this way. Maybe I'm at fault. Start there. But what do we do today? Too often, and I say this all the time, but we go straight to the media of any form and we blast people. And that's what's happening in our country. Do we have nothing good to say about anybody? Do we have to air out our problems on the internet? Do we have to hang out the laundry of our community and our families all over, paste it all over Facebook? Is that what the gospel says to us? Is that why we said today, thanks be to God? Because we don't want to go to that person with whom we may be at odds and say, look, let's reconcile. That's what love is. Because when reconciliation happens, the face of God returns to our life and to our community life, to our family life. When Jesus spoke of fraternal correction, it was again to help the individual grow, both the one that speaks and the one that listens, and to help unity to grow. But if we just sit back and do nothing in our own small world, some of us live maybe in a very small world, some of us may have larger contacts, but it's an obligation to all of us. I think just now of my friends that I haven't seen for a while in the McConnell unit of the Texas Department of Corrections, the prison up in Beeville, and how much of a witness they at times are for me of talking about the relationships that they grow in there in a prison, trying to build up those who are lost, to reach out to others. That's the missionary spirit that you and I are called to. How many of us sit together in a family with an old wound in the family for 20 years and do nothing about it? Or even in a relationship of family life where there's so much tension, but we don't take that step to try to reconcile it. When St. Paul and Jesus today speak about fraternal correction and owing the debt of love to one another, he simply is calling us to live on earth what is in heaven. We all want to be in heaven and to live that beauty of love and peace and harmony. But guess what? It starts right here. Right today. And that's why the gospel is given to us Sunday after Sunday. Not to be such literalists as to go get beat up like the young man and inviting the pastor to come and get beat up with him, but simply to take those small steps. If our country and our world is going to heal, we have a big part to play in that, and I sincerely believe that. We can teach all we want. We can moralize all we want in the name of religion, but we're called to live, to be there on the front lines day after day in whatever contact I have throughout the day. And so I would encourage you, and I'm encouraging myself, having prepared this and thinking about it, for this week, take every contact, whether it's the same one that we have every day, or if it's a new one that may come our way. Someone who delivers groceries, someone that we meet in the grocery store, someone wherever we are. To take that step out of ourselves with a kind word. Or maybe it's someone in the family or in my neighborhood that I need to reconcile. I feel I really need to reconcile with. You know, this is why Jesus says that the virtue of virtues is humility. Because only with humility can we make those steps. Only with humility can I go beyond my own pride and reconcile with those with whom I need to be reconciled. Sisters and brothers, the Christian life is enormously beautiful if it's lived out day by day. I forgot at the beginning of Mass, I wanted to introduce Father Anthony Okolo. Father Anthony is from Africa, from Nigeria. He's here as a student chaplain at Spawn Hospital. He'll be living here in the parish for this coming year. He's studying CPE at the hospital to be a hospital chaplain. So welcome, Father Anthony. faith together. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As we trust in God's care, we know that he hears all that we ask. Let us now present to him these prayers of petition.
We pray for the church, that we may reach out and assist our neighbors in reconciling with God and each other. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all leaders of nations, that they may grow in wisdom, seeking peaceful ways to resolve differences with others as they serve the people entrusted to them, we pray to the Lord. For those who work for a living, that they may receive a just wage for their labors. And for those who are unemployed or underemployed, that they may not lose heart, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our own parish community may always welcome those whose souls are thirsting for spiritual nourishment, and those whose hearts are searching for reconciliation, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Velma S. Gonzalez, Carol Green, Julio R. Gomez, Frank Garza Jr., Sr., the deceased members of the Hagelin family, deceased Vlack family members, Anna Maria Campos, Gloria Posado, Juan Velasco, and for the special intentions, Father Pete Elizardo, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Loving and merciful Father, you have sent your Son to us to reconcile us to you and to one another. Through his Holy Spirit, give us the courage and the wisdom this week to be reconciled, first with you and with those with whom we are not reconciled. May our reconciliation, may our obligation to love be a seed of reconciliation in our country and in our world that is in such desperate need of it. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who give us the gift of true prayer and of peace, graciously grant that through this offering we may do fitting homage to you, to your divine majesty, and by partaking of the sacred mystery we may be faithfully united in mind and heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For through this Paschal mystery, he accomplished the marvelous deed by which he has freed us from the yoke of sin and death, summoning us to the glory of being now called a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for your own possession, to proclaim everywhere your mighty works, for you have called us out of darkness into your own wonderful light. And so with angels and all the saints, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
And now let us join together and pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power of the Lord, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us just turn to each other with a sign of peace with our heads. Peace be with you. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy to enter into my room, but only say the word and my soul shall be.
For those of you joining us from home or wherever you may be this day, I invite you to please join me in the prayer for spiritual communion that you may be able to enter with our Lord. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisandro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.